Well, we don't have raspberry pie.
We are at 1 o'clock, and we can't get raspberry pies either. We are at 1 o'clock. Time to get started. Hello, everybody. I'm John Maxwell, W0VG, the new old chairman of CCARC. I'm doing it again. We are looking at a set of meeting minutes on the CCARC website from the last meeting presided over by Doug and 7LEM. Would anybody like to propose a motion to approve the minutes as posted, or are there any comments?
Point of order, you have not done a roll call to determine your delegates.
That's Wayne's job. He's doing that offline.
So we do have a quorum then, okay.
We have a quorum if one delegate shows up.
Then I retract my point of order.
Okay, I need to know which delegate is Ski Country. Is it the delegate or the alternate?
Presently, Kevin Milner is the delegate and Tony is the alternate. And that change was made on your website.
No, I need to know who signed in because all I got is Ski Country.
Kevin Milner. Any other ones you need, Wayne?
I'm trying to go through the bouncy little list.
All right, I'll stand by until you get there.
Mark, KE0P, which club are you with?
285 Tech Connect.
Just for point of order, you are not eligible to vote. 285 Tech Connect never paid their dues. Let's try Robert Pace. Which club are you with?
Parker Radio Association.
It's always annoying when the list keeps changing its order.
Thank you, Zoom.
Yes. I've grabbed a snapshot of it so we can work from that, if that helps, Wayne.
Although the photo is very small, I believe Amanda is out of uniform. Oh, she just took her headset off, so she probably can't hear us.
She can't hear you.
Oh, now she can. Are you out of uniform, Amanda? Is that a new headset?
She's muted.
And you're muted.
Yes, I'm muted. Hi.
Is that your pink Heil? I can't quite see.
No, it's not the pink Heil.
I was going to say you're out of uniform.
Here it is.
Okay, there we go.
This was what we were doing HF last night, and we liked this microphone actually better. So I was short timed, and I just stuck with it.
Gotcha.
Nice to see you, honey.
Good to see everybody here. We're just in holding mode.
Well, if you need some background music, I can unmute and you can listen to me type.
I was on a call with the tech service for one of my customers, and the guy's keyboard sounded like M80s going off as he was typing. It was just this bam, 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 bam. And we asked him, how long does a keyboard last for you? And he said, about 3 months.
Well, I like my clacky keyboard. It's just very loud.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got 28 people checked in, and I've got them all on my little piece of paper. So we should be good to go, John.
Okay. Treasurer's report, you're up. Take it away, Wayne.
All right, if you want to pop that thing up for me.
Which one do you want first?
Let's go with the really good news.
This one?
No, the one from the federal government.
Oh, stand by. There you go.
All right, everybody. That was part of the last meeting in the spring, and that arrived in my mailbox yesterday. They were rather prompt. So effective October 4th, 2022, the CCARC is now a 501c3. Any contributions are tax deductible, and we can do all kinds of other charitable type things. So that is the first one I wanted to show everybody. And then we can probably pop over to the treasurer's report, John, if you would.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Started with 76-17-28. We had one member dues received. I didn't want to list that, who it was, because I didn't want to single them out, but they paid $11.40 for the dues, and $250 for the latest edition of the maps over at HRO, $261.40. We've got the PayPal fee. We have paper that we've bought for future printings, just in case we can't get any. PPRAA was the 10 plaques that we decided to donate. Colorado Secretary of State, $10. That came to me. And then let's see, Peak Printing, 300 maps printed. And that is the balance of the last order. And the filing fee that was approved the last meeting, $275. So with that, 13,706, we're left with 6,508.62.
Did the books balance?
Yep, they balanced to the penny. And the 6508.62 is what we have in the checkbook. And I have another $10 filing fee that I had to make for the group. We ended up with the filing. We ended up leaving myself as the registered agent at first. We were going to make it into Robert Wareham, except Robert Wareham moved. And so now that he's in Panama, he really can't be our registered agent. And it was decided to keep the registered agent in the hands of one of the amateurs, as opposed to in the law firm. So we left that just the way we had it before. And everything got filed, all of our new amendments our new amended articles of incorporation are out at the Secretary of State.
So, and Wayne, who was the new registered agent?
Me.
Okay.
I remain the registered agent. I have been the registered agent for the past 20 years, ever since I became treasurer.
But the law center is no longer filing it, and you're filing it direct. Okay.
Correct. I have been filing everything directly. They were just considered the point of contact.
Okay.
John, we can go to the next one. And I won't bother reading all the gobbledygook, but this is out of our brand new bylaws. This is the procedures for membership and the A, B, C, and D that must be followed in order to become a member of CCARC. And we do have a new club that has requested membership. And under the Article 4, members, Section 5, subsection D, the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management Special Communications Unit has submitted the appropriate membership documentation as outlined in Article 4 for the CCARC. I'd like to make the motion that the Colorado Council of Amateur Radio Clubs accepts for membership the PPRO EM, wow, what a mouthful, SCU for membership in the council.
Got a second out there?
Second from the Traffic League.
Okay, that was Dave, W8XAL. All right. Any comments, questions, concerns? All in favor?
Yep.
All opposed? I don't see any opposition there.
Okay, very good. Doug Sharp, when the mail system comes back online, I will email you the Word doc with this in it and the Word doc of the treasurer's report, and you can include those with those minutes.
Or we can send them to, Emmett or John, because I'm going to transfer this file over at the end of the meeting. So,
okay.
Sounds good. Anyway. Yeah, we'll merge it in.
All right. That's all I've got.
Okay. Amanda, do you want to go after new business or before old business?
What would you like?
You can do whatever you'd like. Do you want to go early or late?
Let's go early. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm so hot to trot.
We'll put you in right after Tracy's coordinator report.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Tracy.
Hey there, everybody. Hope everybody had a good summer. My name is Tracy Helmholtz, call sign KI08C, frequency coordinator for Colorado. Talk to you a little bit about the coordination tool. Man, it's been working great. Willem's been doing great on that. We've added some neighboring state repeaters to our database to streamline all the new border repeaters. That's helped out quite a bit. So we ask everybody to use the portal and submit all the updates of all the frequency coordinations. There is no RSE anymore. So please don't send any emails or calls saying you're on the air or anything. Use that frequency tool for everything. And be sure to whitelist fcadmin@ccarc.net so you can get on our email. And please don't delete us. So I guess the stats since April 17th, we've had, as far as active coordinations, we've had 484 total. New coordinations, we had 18, three in the 2 meter department, 14 in the 70 centimeter, and then one for 33 centimeter. So re-coordinations, 21 approved, 3 denied, and 15 cancellations. And nothing's pending at this time. And we still do have a waiting list on 2 meters. We still want to acknowledge that. We have 3 K0 PRA since 5 of 2020. That's going to be around Squaw. And then W0DMR, 6 of 2021 for North Glen area. And then KE0QWU, 1 of 22 in Aurora. So that's what we have for a wait list. So if something comes up, you know, obviously they're first on the list. We've got 33 overdue annual reports, and we're bringing this up online. So if everybody could look at these and see if we can't get this straightened out. We've got a lot of old data here, and we could update this. This would be pretty awesome.
If you go look in the chat, I created a link in there. It's at the top, so you'll have to scroll all the way back. But all of the documents from this meeting, including a PDF of the overdue coordinations, is listed at that link. So feel free to grab that, pass it around. If you know any of these folks, make sure you wake them up and say, hey, you guys don't answer your email.
So out of all them, we have 10. I'd like to see if we can't get on a decoordination list if possible. A lot of them are coordinated off air, and some of them are a couple years old that we've not heard anything. We try to send out emails every month and nobody's responding. So if we could maybe do something with them 10, or somebody knows these and they could give us a call, let us know what's going on or whatever we could do.
This list has been checked. All of these repeaters are not on air.
And then I've got one there that 831 AB0TJ, which coordination was issued a couple of years ago and never gotten online, and it's not on air either. And then we've got two down south in Deckers and Black Forest that has been moved, and these repeaters are off air.
The owner moved.
Yep.
Any comments or questions on that? Do we want to take a motion to decoordinate these repeaters, which are clearly off air and by the terms of the frequency use policy should be returned to the pool?
I will make a motion may I ask a question of the frequency coordinator?
Sure.
Tracy, is it your opinion that these repeaters are off air? You have monitored the frequencies. You have been unable to contact the trustees, and therefore, by the coordination policy, you are recommending their decoordination or frequency retractions.
Yes.
In that case, I will make a motion to support the coordinator's decision and decoordinate these 10 repeaters. Is it 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These 10 repeaters.
W0GV will second that one. Denver Radio Club.
Any questions or comments?
So are we actually decoordinating these or just putting them on the decoordination list?
I think we got to put them on the list, don't we?
Yep. I think they need to move to the list, and we need to advertise that probably until the next meeting.
A question in the discussion, if I may. I believe your policy, which we all wrote and I helped to write, if these have been off the air for 6 months and you are unable to coordinate, I believe this council does have the authority to move forward with immediate decoordination, or you could delay for the next meeting at your discretion.
Comments? There is a motion on the floor and a second.
I'm Mr. President from Chris Dupieu.
Hi, Mr. Montrose.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good afternoon from the Western Slope. Regarding 532 with the call sign KI0MR in Peonia, Colorado, on 147.
Is that
was it 33?
Yeah, 147.33. It's on the screen right now.
Yeah, so KI0MR was Steve Coonrod. He's a silent key now. That group that sponsored it failed to add additional contact persons. I did notify, I called a person that sponsors it. It is on the air north of Paonia. It's a very low power transmitter. I don't know how you think it was off the air, but that person, I presume, has failed to contact Tracy to submit current information.
That is
correct. So I just want you to be aware that they had a chance to update properly, and I guess they failed to do that.
We could that repeater is not on the list for correct. Proposed decoordination, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Only the 10 at the bottom of the list. We can get with you, Chris, offline and work that one.
That's very just good. Overdue.
It is overdue, and we haven't heard from them since 2021. All right, back to this list. There's a motion and a second on the floor. Other questions regarding the decoordination list?
Comments? Is your IRP?
Okay, go ahead, David.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm chairman of Garden of the Gods Amateur Radio Club. And KI0IS, in fact, I sent an email to CCARC. I didn't get a response. The 147135 and the 4483 are coordinated under Don Yao, KI0IS.
Correct.
And he is a silent key. He passed away, and him and I were in process of GGARC taking over operation of these repeaters. And due to COVID, we couldn't get into the hospital. Now I have a name. And the 147135 is on the air, but it's got the wrong call letters on it.
Okay.
And the 448.3, you know, all we got to do is plug it in. They accidentally pulled the plug on the power supply, which put it off the air.
Okay.
And then we couldn't get back in to plug it in. So
you intend to bring this back online under GGARC, correct?
Yes, sir. Both of those.
All right. We only one of these we're worried about right here, which was the one that is off air.
Yeah, right.
Number 277. Right. Tracy, we're going to strike number 277 from that motion.
Okay.
And we're going to leave that in GGARC's hands if you want to try to contact David Given
and
work that out. And we'll get this stuff switched over.
Through the tool.
Yeah.
Through the tool.
Yeah. Will I have to get online to do that?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
That is the only way to transfer and create coordinations now.
Okay, I will do that.
Number 277. We're going to stricken number 277 from this list. I can't do it live here. Well, maybe I can. Let me see if I can. Maybe. It's going to be yellow. All right.
Okay.
Everything, now we're down to nine. So we're talking about decoordinating nine repeaters as on this list, minus number 277 on the total list.
And John, if you could go give me a pause for a minute here so I can keep up with you.
I'm pausing.
Okay. My discussion item would be, does the committee, is there any question? Because, okay, let me read back what I have recorded as I believe the motion. A motion by K2AD on behalf of Colorado Connection, seconded by W0GV on behalf of the Denver Radio Club, to decoordinate the nine repeaters listed, coordination numbers, I pulled 810, 151, I'll say it here for the recording, 645, 713, 716, 831, 801, and 757.
That's 701 and 757.
Thank you, typo. I'm glad I went through this. We just almost got the wrong guy. The 9 repeaters listed by the frequency coordinator that are inactive, verified, not on air, and have not responded to the committee. That is, I believe, the motion. Jerry, do you agree with that as the second?
I do.
Okay. So does the committee have clear direction as to what decoordinate means, or do you need us to put further information into our motion?
Jeff put something in the chat that says that the 448-200 was transferred. Is that a typo for the megahertz reading?
Disregard, I just don't have my glasses on. My bad.
Never mind.
Would you like to borrow mine?
Yeah, hand them over, please.
I sent you an update, John.
Where?
Email.
New. Tracy's going to make me open a new document here.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be hard because I've got this in PDF. Okay. So
I just corrected it was all.
Okay. I will make sure that that gets filed when we do the publication on the web. Okay. Let's call for the vote. Let's do this a little differently. If you have a concern with this, please say aye now. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Coordinator.
All righty. Well, as of this, much after that, just please update all your coordinations, and we want all the accurate data in the database. We can only get better with your help with accuracy, and we can't protect your coordination if we don't have accurate information. With that, that's all I have. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tracy. All right, let me get back to the agenda here. The next thing will be Amanda.
Hi. Thanks, everybody. First of all, thanks for having me here today. I appreciate it. This is my first section manager report, so I'm a little nervous, honestly, but first thing, thank you, Robert Wareham, for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And I've had some fun going to some HamFest this summer, and as well as HamCon in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So that was a really fun time, actually. It's great to catch up with some old friends and meet some new ones. So let's go to my team. If no one knows, my team is kind of existing from Roberts, but a little bit of new people as well. I have John Maxwell as an assistant section manager, Emmett, Wayne, and Wayne is also our affiliated club coordinator. So thank you, Wayne, for doing two jobs there. And then I have John Bloodgood as our public information coordinator. And Robert has stayed on for still state government liaison. We appreciate that. James Sizek, does everyone know him? KI0KN. He's our new section emergency coordinator after John Bloom stepped down. And Jeff is our technical coordinator. Appreciate that, Jeff. And Willem is our section traffic manager. So that's kind of the team at hand. And I appreciate that. So membership right now currently is down about 2.8% to where it was last year at this time. That's unfortunate. But I'm here to talk a lot about clubs and PIOs. So affiliated clubs. This was funny. This is a funny story because I talked to Doug and the CallCon board about becoming an affiliated ARRL member. And he said, well, Amanda, why would I want to do that? What do we get out of it? Well, I'm here to tell you what you get out of it. So if you have a 51% ARRL membership, you should join as an ARRL affiliated club. So don't just belong to CCARC, get into the ARRL as well. We have quite a few benefits, by the way. We have a club commission program, and that's when you re-up people's memberships to the AWRL, you get a little bit of a fee for doing that. So, you know, your club makes money for doing nothing except for signing somebody up. So that's a great benefit. You get email forwarding services. So if you have a club call, you can have your club call at AWRL.net and you'll get emails that way forwarded to whatever address you want it to be to. 50% discount on club ads in QST. And you get also, you could also join as a special service club, which would be maybe an Aries oriented or those kind of things. And you also get new amateur reports for clubs. So that means that you find out who is a new ham in your area and you can help reach out to them and get them acquainted with amateur radio and help them feel welcomed, which I hope you all do, of course. So become an AWRL affiliated club and we would greatly appreciate it. All right, so I'm also going to introduce today my public information coordinator, John Bloodgood, KD0SFY, and he's going to have a few words for you about things that were our outreach program here in Colorado. So, and he's also been asked to be part of the AWRL PR program, so we appreciate him being here today. John, do you want to say a few words?
Sure, thanks, Amanda, and hello to everyone. I've taken over the public information coordinator role, and what I'm trying to do is to kind of re-energize the few public information officers that we have out in the section. And I'm trying to encourage every club to, at the very least, have a PR representative. So what we want to do is we want to get our stories out into the public domain where people can find out about amateur radio. Instead of just sitting around and waiting for people to come find us, we need to be actually active out there where people can see us. So not just putting press releases out in the news or listing events on community event calendars, encourage folks to get out there and create social media accounts. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, if you want to. I mean, there's a lot of different ones you can be involved with. Because that's where the audience is that we want to reach. You know, the unfortunate demographic of most amateur radio operators is older white males. With the younger clubs or the younger people, we need to get out to where they are, and they're looking on social media. They don't typically use traditional media, so we really have to get after that. Some of that, I need some more representation, some people out on the Western Slope. I would love to get a PIO out in that area that could help with some of that. And the other thing is that in order for me to help and for the other PIOs, to help get the story out, we need content. So if you don't have a PR person and you're not sure what to do, but you have a story that could be told, I'd like people to get in touch with us and let us know what you're doing. You may be doing fantastic things and nobody knows about it. I want to change that. If you've read QST, you've seen I've been able to get stories out there about what my section was doing or my region and district were doing for Aries. But now as a PIC, I want to do that for the entire section. I want to get the entire Colorado story out there. So this is a great forum to reach out to every club. Again, if you don't have a person assigned to PR duties, think about it. Maybe put together a PR team. If they're interested in becoming a PIO, there's a course that the ARRL has. And once they get that complete, we can get them acknowledged as a section PIO. And, you know, right now I think we've got 6 PIOs in the section. I'd like to get at least 4 more.
Absolutely. And we are trying to get a database together, everybody. So if you have a social media outlet, please send those to me or John, and we'll get that on our list so that we can follow you. That's the most important thing, is that we want to see what you're doing and that we can retweet it or share it on Facebook, things like that. So thank you, John, so much for being here today. Yes, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So, all right. We want to see all of your planned activities. Okay, speaking about club activities, let's not forget about volunteerism. I've seen so many clubs right now trying to do public service events, including myself, where they just can't get enough volunteers. And I think this has to do with post-COVID, but those events are really, really fun, and encourage your club to get involved in them and to help with parades, 5K, 10K runs, those kind of things, because it is important to serve your community. And that's part of why we have the spectrum that we do, is because we're using it for those kinds of things. All right. And also, you don't have to be part of Aries to necessarily do those kind of activities. And speaking of Aries, Set was an outstanding success this year. So thanks everyone for participating in that. Next thing I want to talk about is club grants are still going on from the ARRL. So this is the second wave, and it's open until November 4th. So go to ARRL.org and go to club grant program, I believe it is. And you can fill out the application. There's numerous little steps, but they're giving up to $25,000 per club. And you don't even have to be an ARRL affiliated club, by the way. And this is open for anyone for any kind of use. My recommendation is to not say that you want to just put up a repeater on a mountaintop. This might be more outreaching than that. Maybe getting into forming a school club, or bringing new equipment to that school club, or computers so that we can easily test and give VE sessions, those kind of things, or just learning manuals, things like that. So if anyone has any questions about that, or if they want some help filling out the club grant information, I'm here for you. That's what I do. So be sure to reach out. And we have to thank the ARDC for doing that. And they gave the ARRL $500,000 in the first round. They gave out $270,000 of it. Now they have another $230,000 to give out. So again, get those applications in by November 4th. And let's see. Next thing, club visits. Everything is about clubs, right? The ARRL is really, really initiating this club venture. So we are seeing you as our most important outlet to other hams. So Wayne and I are going to, or are open to visiting any club anywhere, virtually or in person, if it's accessible. But you know, a Wednesday night club meeting at 8 p.m., I'm probably not going to be able to be there, but definitely via Zoom or something like that, I would love to visit with you. So please, please send us invites, and we would love to join up with you. And we're also here to help you find guest speakers or a program for your club. You know, everyone has their club meeting and then they want to have a program afterwards. This is what we're here for. Just reach out to us. We can find a guest speaker, no problem. And don't forget to do your club updates on ARRL.org. So once a year, all of you affiliated clubs, they would like to make sure that you're updated on your information, contact information, those kind of things. So, and they're going to start doing a little bit of auditing on that. So make sure you have it up to date. And the next thing I want to talk about is NTS 2.0. Now, mind you, I think that Colorado is stellar in their traffic management system. So Willem is on top of everything. And I think that we are already following through with what NTS 2.0 is going to be breaking out, but stay tuned for a lot more information about that. And field appointments. So this is an interesting one. Is everyone aware of field appointments? This could be anything from a technical specialist to an official emergency station. So when my team and I looked at it, we looked at the the database, and there was people on there from 1975 that we've never heard from. And there was a lot of silent keys on there, unfortunately. So we canceled a lot of appointments. And at this point in time, we're looking for newcomers. So if you were on that list and you got canceled, we apologize. It's just because we didn't know you. But we hope that you go back to the website on AWRL.org and reapply or find out if there's anything that you might be interested in helping out with. Field appointments are very important to our section and to the whole system. So I think that, Mr. Maxwell, Chairman, I think that's all that I have.
Okay. That's a great, great section manager's report. And
thank you.
If you want to listen to something that Amanda said, the ARRL has a lot of money that they've been trying to get rid of. It was granted to them by the ARDC, and the ARDC has been handing out millions of dollars to amateur radio clubs with good plans. Don't give this opportunity up. If you guys need something, take advantage of it. If it's helping the amateur radio community, the ARRL will help you. Okay, old business. 2022-2023 map update. I think that Wayne has the lead on this one. Do you wanna speak a little bit about that, Wayne?
Yeah, I can do that. And the 2022 maps are out and printed. And the first batch of them was purchased back in April or May when we did get them printed. And because of the system that Willem came up with, where the map is actually generated by the database, the CCARC database, updating a map is basically, did everybody send their updates in? Of course, if they didn't send the updates in, they may not be updated on the map. And if they don't send them in a timely fashion, they will disappear from the map. So at this point, I am hoping that shortly I'll get a call from HRO and they'll say, we're ready for the next 100 maps. And we'll go ahead and get those down there, get their money. And then our 2023 map will be printed once we know that the 2022-23 maps have been exhausted. One other thing I wanted to kind of add to what Amanda said about affiliated clubs. Affiliated clubs are also eligible for ARRL equipment insurance and ARRL liability insurance. And that liability insurance is rather inexpensive for $1 million liability policy. And I know RM Ham has one that we use to cover some of our sites that are located on public land. The Aurora Repeater Association, we use ours to cover the Joints Swap Fest every February for liability. So anything that your club might be doing, if you need to have liability insurance, get yourself affiliated and you can get it there. So that takes care of the map or a little bit of that, and I'll turn it back to you, John.
Okay. So the other bit of old business, Dennis N0ABC was set up as the committee chairman to go in and do a house clean on the bylaws. There was some things that he didn't like in there and he didn't get to it. So we're going to kick the can down the road to the next meeting. Any old business that I think we've forgotten? I don't believe so.
Can I ask a question about the maps?
Yes.
Is it available for download?
It is not. It is available for purchase at HRO. An older version will be available for download. I don't know that it's been put on the website yet.
So wouldn't it be useful with all of us walking around with pocket computers to have a PDF version of the map that is frequently updated that you can download? And then in a case of an emergency, you would have a list of repeaters in your pocket and you would know what the access tones are
it is a good idea, but that is our only source of income for the council. So we have chosen to sell our new maps and keep our old maps on the website.
Well, okay. I just, you guys have over $7,000, so.
And we're not a bank. We do spend that.
Well, it just seems like, I mean, you know, for emergency use, a list of repeaters that whether you download the list on the website as a spreadsheet or you download the map is something that should be a high priority if that's the purpose of the repeaters.
Any comments or questions throughout the group about that?
Well, the list is available on the website, right? It's just that the display in a map form is what we sell at HRO.
That is correct.
But if you're in repeater a remote book location is also and free. Don't have... Go ahead, sorry.
Repeater book's also free, and when you download the app, you're actually downloading their whole database, so it works without internet connection. I'm one of the admins of that. We keep it pretty up to date.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, thanks.
Okay.
I would comment that Repeater Book doesn't actually use our data. They make up their own stuff.
Yes. No, it's all user supplied.
Yeah, remember.
Yeah, and I would say having been a former frequency coordinator and going through some of this process, there is a ton of work that goes into everything associated with that map. And yeah, we have $6,000, but we also donate that to other groups. So, you know, a lot of people work on that map and just to give it away. Sorry, but I don't agree.
Okay.
There's a difference between Repeater Book and repeaterbook.com.
Is there?
Well, the Repeater Book that you used to be able to buy was never updated. Repeaterbook.com is at least fairly updated, pretty decent.
All right. Any other questions or comments?
Just one. I just want to say that Willem and Maxwell have put in a lot of hard work to put that map together, and it's very beautiful.
Wayne put a ton of time.
Yes, I know. Wayne really worked on it. And I think it's very important, and people love it because A, it's non-terrible, it's waterproof, things like that. So it has some benefits when you're doing sodas and going out in the field. So, and it's going to be available for you when you're out in the field and you have no service. So, you know, think about those things as well. Thank you.
Okay. And it's $4.
Yeah, it's $4. I've spent more than that on bad sushi.
Quick question.
That's my line.
Go ahead.
How does a brand new Western
Slope? Okay, you have to put the mic on.
Yep.
There we go.
How does a brand new ham know that that map exists?
HRO, it's on their shelf.
HRO is an hour away from me.
Then you'll have to order it from HRO.
I was just thinking if there was something on your webpage that said, hey, we have maps available this way, that might help you out.
I believe that is on the webpage.
I was just there looking. But
so what about making the map a digital download that you pay for off the website for a couple bucks?
That's something we could look at.
Once you download a PDF, you've lost complete control over it.
Well, you know, people can photocopy it too. It's one page. I mean, it's, you know, I just really think that we should be able to put a copy of that map on our computers in our pocket.
It's something.
I don't mind paying for it at all. It's the fact that I can't get a PDF version of the latest information on that map in my pocket without network access.
I I don't have a whole lot to say to that one right at the moment.
It's just a thought. I'm just throwing that out. So
we have folks that help us with the IT piece of that. And that's, we've spent most of our time working on the database. If you haven't been here in a while, you'll realize that we have come into the new century, but it took many thousands of dollars and many thousands of dollar or man hours to do it.
No, I appreciate that. I was impressed to see a list of repeaters on the website. I'd never seen that before in the last 15 or 20 years.
It's, well, but I mean, I think that the issue is it needs to be a policy of the CCARC, is this information that we want to make freely available for everybody to just download, or do we really need this income stream? I think that's a valid discussion to have, regardless of the effort that it took.
Let's ask the question here. If we should look at putting this thing at some type of electronic download on the website, say, or raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Okay, I see, so far I see three. That's not,
and I have a comment.
Go ahead, Amanda.
So currently the map size is 9x12. Yes. So when you download it, you're going to have to do a fit to page kind of thing to print it out. And it is two-sided, which, I mean, of course you can just print one page out and the next page, but there is some formatting involved in getting it that way. Otherwise we have to reformat it again to make it fit to your nice little printer size. Just saying.
That's a good comment. It is a lot of work to reformat.
Well, I wasn't even suggesting printing it out. I was just saying having access to a list of the repeaters and the location of them and their tone access code.
The website has it.
It's all on the website now.
It's all right
well,
there.
You're presuming you have internet access. If you're, you know, somewhere in the mountains and you have an emergency and you're trying to figure out a repeater that you might be able to hit.
So download it off of the website.
Book app. The repeater book app does not require network connection once you download it. Every update to that app is the new database. It's not CCRC's data, but it does provide this very similar amount of data. And it's all user verified. So you can see like, oh, 2 months ago, somebody said this repeater was on the air.
Correct.
Okay. Right.
So we can.
So if we do that, we're looking at kind of reinventing the wheel.
We can look into it further.
I mean,
I will take that on myself to try to figure out a way to look into it, and then we can table that for the next meeting and see what we come up with.
John, a quick comment.
Go ahead, Doug.
I doubled before. I don't remember how many years ago, but just as a point of reference, we did discuss making the map available in electronic form in front of this council, and the delegates did vote. And the decision at that time was we would not make the map available, but we would make a electronic listing on the website available, that it was just too much data processing to generate maps in multiple formats and sizes. And if you wanted it electronic, you could go to the website and download the information, which I believe is still being done. So this has been addressed, but if we want to address it again today or in 6 months, we can certainly do that. But for a small volunteer organization, we're lucky to have a paper map on Tyvek paper. And not burn out our volunteers.
Okay.
Can you download the information?
Willem.
Can you clarify the question? When you say download, you mean just access it on the website?
Can you get an offline copy? I think that's what he's asking.
Yeah, I mean like a text file or a spreadsheet or something like that.
Well, it's an HTML table, so you know you can cut and paste it, but it's not really set up for download to an Excel spreadsheet or something of that nature.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, it's not to say that if it is the wish of the council to make this information available in those formats that it can't be done. It's just, we've never been asked to actually make that the information available in that format.
Okay, we can look further at it and see what options there are, and we'll bring it back to the committee. All right, the next thing on the list is a comment that was brought to me by Ski Country, Kevin Milner, about microwave coordination and why the CCARC doesn't coordinate microwaves in the state, and they're starting to proliferate. Doug Sharp had a very good comment about that. I'm going to let him say a few words.
I'm still updating your minutes.
That's okay. Type faster.
That's Dave's comment. Okay. Sorry. John mentioned to me, and we were talking about microwave coordination in the state, and I simply gave him a response of back about 10 to 15 years ago when the National Frequency Coordinators Council existed. We define coordination as a trying to keep systems operating at a site level and at a regional or state level. And that's very much needed if you're going to put a repeater on, you know, 146.61 that's going to cover for 100 miles. We need to do that kind of coordination. To me, microwave coordination is a site issue. It very rarely does one site link and another site link that are crossing paths with free space in between. They basically just don't bother each other. The only coordination we have to do is at the site, and considering the complexity and the amount of work involved to do that, I would think that is beyond the scope, capabilities, and time investment of this council.
And it's very similar to coordinating simplex packet frequencies when you look at it. It's essentially the same problem. Did that answer your question, Kevin?
Well, to me, this is more an awareness issue than an action issue, but kind of postmortem to the interference that we created over here about a month ago.
We'll solve it. But you know,
we did.
Yeah.
And
we can permanently solve it. It's just a matter of scratching our head and spending a little time on it. And that's, I don't think we need to involve this organization with that, but we definitely need to, maybe you and I should put our heads together and create a presentation for next spring and bring it together as to what happened and why and how we solve it going forward. So that
I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen again somewhere else.
Oh, it will happen again for sure. We interfere with ourselves on a daily basis. So it's something that we have to look at for sure. And since amateur microwave is becoming more and more an off-the-shelf item, it's something that we absolutely need. And we need to take enough care to know exactly how to solve the problems. Okay.
Good enough.
So we have a frequency coordination policy. As soon as I find it here, is this it? Yes. All right. So the frequency coordination policy that is on our website is horrendously old. Doug Sharp and a few others previously to him wrote this. The original that is on the website currently is dated 2012.
An update from the original 2002 generation of that document.
So it looks like about every 10 years our technology changes significantly, and we don't do anything via mail anymore. We only use the coordination portal, and there's a lot of things in this document that don't work with our processes that we've actually been doing for about the past 20 years. this document that we put out here, I want to make sure I'm presenting it at this meeting to be approved at the next meeting. So next spring, I want to vote on what's in this document. There are some changes that were brought up today to me by, I'm looking here to see if I can find it, Brian Gonderinger from LARC, AF0W, had some good comments in here. So this document is going to be revised from what you guys were sent. I will make sure that that gets sent out to the list in the next week or so. But the formatting in this document is a nightmare. I've got to go through and try to figure out how to get bullets and things cleaned up. This thing was pulled in from a PDF. And if you know anything about converting PDFs to Word, it doesn't work very well. So it's going to take me at least a week to get through all of the comments that he had. And a lot of them are housekeeping comments and wording. They're very good, and they definitely need to be taken care of. So I am going to postpone this until I have a chance to go through all of Brian's comments, which I got about 30 minutes before the meeting started, and see what we can do to get that presented for the next meeting. But if you guys would, in the next week, please read this document. I do realize that you're going to have a hard time staying awake while reading it, but the folks that are on here are the subject matter experts are the ones that I want to read this document. It is very good. It outlines everything that we do, and we didn't really change the way that the process works. We just documented the process that we currently do. Does that make sense? We captured what we're doing in this document, but I've spent about 10 hours over the last month going through this, trying to clean it up. And, you know, you can't see the forest through the trees after a while. So I'm going to say that we're going to postpone this until the next meeting, and I will send out a preliminary copy in the next week for you guys. Any questions you guys have about the existing frequency coordination policy?
I just wanted to express my appreciation for you putting in all of that time trying to get that cleaned up. I took a run at it and I got lost.
It's a lot better now, but it still, with your help, can get a lot better. Thanks to Brian. He did a lot of wordsmithing for me in his comments back. So I'm much appreciated. The next thing on the list.
So these changes are going to be only to what I've captured here is to reflect our electronic processing and current procedures.
Correct.
No technical changes are being proposed.
Zero technical changes. We are not changing any technical standards.
Comment, John.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Doesn't the motion have to be made and seconded at one meeting and then voted on at the next meeting?
It does have to, but I need to get it in front of the people so that we can look at it at the next meeting. I want people to bring changes to me.
Okay. I just was wondering if you were hoping that this was going to be voted on at the next meeting.
It'll be voted on in October.
All right. Thank you.
Point of order. I know that is the case for a bylaws or constitution change. I believe frequency coordination policy can be actually proposed and voted on at the same meeting.
I believe you're correct, Doug. I didn't think about that. You were correct. It is only the bylaws.
Yes. So, and I appreciate the fact that you are pre-announcing by 6 months to the April meeting or so these and giving us plenty of time, but I see no issue with placing this on the agenda for April.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Hey, John, this is Dave.
Dave, IFI, go ahead.
What is the status of the frequency use plan?
The FUPs are all, they're all electronic on the website now.
Right, and so those are now up to date, because I know those have been also woefully out of date.
100% up to date and online. We filled in the holes by vote at the last meeting, and they look great. Willem did a yeoman's job pulling that off. They look great.
Great, thanks.
All right, The next thing we need, we're going to have elections next April, and we need a nomination committee for the positions of vice chair and treasurer. Would somebody like to do that?
Well, I'm not done, wouldn't like to do it, but I'm happy to fulfill that role. And okay. I have commandeered Mark Skelton to help with that as well.
Very good. If anybody would like to run for the position of vice chair and or treasurer, I'm sure Wayne would be greatly in your debt to take the load off of him, if I'm not mistaken. And if you would like to run again, Dave, make sure you put your name in with Willem, and we'll see if we have anybody else that wants to run. So we always like more than one. We love it. Competition is a good thing. Thank you, Willem. Much appreciated. Let's open this up for comments. If anybody has anything, we can go around the room. Willem, do you have anything?
No. If anybody has is interested in running for one of those positions, please just shoot me an email and we'll start the formal process.
Okay. Doug Sharp, you're next on my list.
The only thing I'll say is the Colorado Connection repeaters have been experiencing some jamming. We have invested a reasonable amount of time to locate these individuals. We are working currently directly with the FCC. If other groups are experiencing jamming, we might like to talk to you confidentially and compare some notes to add to our case, but I don't want to give any more information as the commission does have an active federal investigation and I don't want to taint that. So, but if you're experiencing similar to what we are, let's talk.
Excellent. Mark, KE0P, you're next.
I already commented about the map. That's all I wanted to add.
Okay. Robert Pace, you're up.
Well, I want to thank everybody for putting up me. This is my first time to attend this meeting, and I have gained an entirely new understanding for what's going on behind the scenes, so to say.
Well, I'm glad you understand, because I haven't figured it out yet. If you didn't know, I was chairman from the early 2000s to the mid 2000s. And a lot of things have changed since then. So still learning.
It's just now, you know, learning what it takes to keep all these repeaters playing nicely with each other.
Yes, it takes a lot. It
takes a lot.
Jeff Carrier. Nothing from Jeff Carrier. Tracy Helmholtz.
Good.
Amanda, anything left?
Not really. Just become an ARRL member for numerous reasons, not to mention if anyone's received their QST lately, a wealth of information. And once again, we've gone to the side of welcoming newcomers so much and having content for that. And I think it's important. So, you know, reach out to me if you need anything. Other than that, thanks for the meeting. And Jeff was muted, so he might want to talk now.
Go ahead, Jeff, if you want to talk. He still doesn't want to talk.
He still doesn't want to talk. Okay.
All right. Brian, AF0W, you're up.
I have a question for Amanda before she escapes.
Okay, go ahead.
If a club has ARRL members, how does the club take credit for those members renewing?
So you actually have to go online to ARRL.org and you have to fill out your whole information thing. And you can actually get an email forwarding. I think I mentioned that earlier, but you need to fill out a form so you can get an ACH so that you can get a reimbursement for renewing members and also getting them licensed.
Is that something the club does, or is that something that the member does?
The club. The club handles that part of it.
And so how is a specific person renewing associated with that club?
Great question. I think that, you know, they belong to the club, so they're renewing through the club, and the club does the renewal for them. So the club actually pays the fee, but gets money back.
Okay.
So they receive the money from the member, and then they get a little bit back on it.
Okay. But so the club is the one that actually pays their dues then?
A firm. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Thanks for that clarification.
Of course.
All right, Brian, AF0W, any questions, comments, things that you've got going on in your clubs?
No, although on the map issue, I do think Willem hit the issue on the head, is if we need that revenue stream, then it doesn't make sense to make the map available online. And if we don't need the money, then yeah, I think that would be a good resource to have.
Excellent. Chris DePew.
Yeah, hello again. John, well, mostly quiet over here. But we do have 2 to 3 members that really look forward to participating in the Colorado CUSO party roughly around Labor Day weekend. So those you worked AA0JD or KC0QXX, that's some of the popular guys. They really look forward to that activity. So I guess that thanks. Was it Pikes Peak RAA for kind of coordinating that? And we purchased a new cargo trailer a few months ago. We're converting it into a operations trailer for field day and for burn sea comp support operations. So busy with that this winter. So that's about it. Oh, go ahead.
All right, Dave Mack, you're next.
Well, I don't have a particular topic for discussion or any questions. So,
okay. W8XAL, you're next. Any comments or questions for the traffic league?
Not with the traffic league. We are very active handling traffic. There is a plethora of it going into and going out of the state. On a personal note, if any clubs are in need of tower work, I'm not certified, but I'm willing to climb towers and help for the low cost of a cheeseburger or something. I do have proper safety equipment. I'm a professional tree climber. And so anyway, things are going well with the traffic league. We're seeing a pretty steady amount of members. If you have questions or would like to join, we'd love to have more folks handling some, especially parts of the Front Range in the Denver metro area and of course on the Western Slope. So we'd love to have some folks join in. It's not hard. If you can pass the amateur radio test, you can handle a piece of traffic. It's that easy. Next. That's all I've got.
David Gibbon, K0IRP, you're next.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, I've been a very enjoyable meeting. I'm down in Louisville, Kentucky on a tablet, so it's not quite so friendly. I had a couple questions for Amanda. That was interesting. I had no idea ARRL had some funds available. Might be interested in how you check into that. And also, somehow the ARRL quit sending me my VE updates, and I don't know who to contact about that. So that's and I'm part of the PPFMA also, and we're working hard to resolve issues with the Pikes Peak repeaters, and John, who's on here right now, is also helping us with that. So we appreciate everyone's help, and I will be getting on in the next few days or week regarding those 2 other repeaters with the SK coordination.
Should I take it now?
Yeah, go ahead, Amanda.
Okay. So you're having VE update problems?
I haven't. I realized that I hadn't received, you know, I get a sticker every year, and I haven't received one. Mine goes back about 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I got updates every year, and I just, now that I'm wanting to do some VE with a group that's ARRL, I said, whoa, that mine's way out of date.
And I got it, Amanda.
Okay. Sticker. Go ahead.
No, I'll look into it for him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeff Carrier finally came out of his stupor. Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, I was double muted. My bad. I just wanted to thank all you guys on you know, in the CCARC for doing everything you do, especially Tracy and Willem, the coordination stuff, and Wayne take a lot of time. So thanks to everybody. And I know a lot of times it goes unthanked, and you should be thanked. Second thing real quick, you know, as the technical coordinator, we do have a team of technical specialists all around the state that do everything from helping people with interference, you know, from the power company or whatever, to some simple as if there's a new ham that needs to know about how to program a hotspot or a radio. I don't do Bofangs specifically. I can't program them myself, but, we have people that will help you. Reach out to myself and the technical specialist team, and we want to help. We want to help get some of the new hams if they don't have any other resources. Maybe we can just pair them up with a club, or maybe we can help them work out a technical issue or with an antenna or tower or whatever. So, and thanks to Dave too for offering to climb towers. I might call you to climb mine. Hi. That's all I have. Back to the group.
Okay. Doug Seven is next.
Okay, I want to thank them for the plug to the Colorado QSO party. It's always nice to know that it's appreciated that we continue to run that, and thank the council for sponsoring a goodly portion of the plaques for that. And then for all those folks who are interested in extracting the data from the website, I just went to the portal with a list of repeaters in table format or HTML table format. Did a quick right-click view source, selected all the lines starting from the table tab to the end table tab, went to tableconvert.com, pasted it in as HTML to CSV. It did a quick convert. I now have all the data listed as a CSV file, which of course then you can manipulate however you want in a in Excel or whatever your other favorite spreadsheet manipulator are. So it's real easy to get that data out. Took just a minute or so into a CSV, and now you can do it. If you line it up right, you can probably paste it right into Chirp or RT Systems and load it into your handheld. So yeah, for those who want to get the data, it's easily available.
Can I make a quick comment, please?
No, go ahead.
If it is the desire of the council to make that information available in a more accessible format like a CSV, we can readily do it. We have just not done it in the past because the council didn't instruct us to do it. So, we make this information available at the pleasure of the council.
I have that on the new business list for next meeting. We'll go over it. All right, George Packer, you're up. Do we not have George anymore? I don't see him on my list. I think he dropped off. Oh, no, he's up there. You're muted, George. Hit your space bar. There you go.
Am I okay now?
Yep.
All right. I say, yes. Bark appreciates the... Mark appreciates the work that's done by the CCARC, and we don't have any coordinating issues at this time, and our repeaters are just humming along. That's it.
Very good. Jerry, N0OUW.
Hi there. Thanks again for... having this meeting today, and BeCares is doing well in Boulder County, and we don't have any issues or concerns at this moment. So thank you much.
Thank you. Mr. GV.
Okay. I think there's a lot of good information today. I made some good notes here, I think, and appreciate Amanda taking a real active role providing stuff about the league and promoting that. I think that's a good move, and that's all I got.
All right, Jeff Ryan.
Yeah, real quick, thanks, John. First of all, I want to thank Amanda for letting us throw her into the deep end of the pool. She's stepping up right away and becoming very active, and looking forward to continuing to work with her. Also, the rest of the volunteers. We've got a very radioactive section here, and it gets talked about, actually, when I'm back in Newington talking to the league. And, you know, when Robert was there and now with Dan, Colorado is well represented at the league. And I don't know if people are aware that our league president actually had a house here in Colorado for many, many years. He had a place in Breckenridge, and he absolutely loves Colorado. So he also talks about it back at the league all the time, about how radioactive and how much the Hams seem to have their act together here. So I just want to share that with everybody. Great meeting today. Thanks.
Mr. Bloodgood, do you have anything else to add?
Oh, thanks for having me here. And if anybody does have any public relations questions or things like that, feel free to hit me up at my call sign at arrl.net. Sometimes it'll take a little while to get back to you because I do work pretty late, especially lately, but I will try and get back to you on it, and hope to hear some questions or get some good stories out of folks. Back to net.
Okay, Mark Skelton. Any comments?
Yeah. I'll have a couple comments. I'm the Arnhem alternate, and I know we've had a lot of projects that we've worked on this year. A couple new repeaters, some microwave pads, so it's been a lot of great effort with the group. We continue to work with other groups as well. I come on this meeting just so Willem can give me a new job. So I've got to start hiding a little better, or Willem's going to have to start giving me some ice cream. As for the maps and the database, I think it is good. I know we're going to talk about it next time to, keep it as a source of income. However, I think the file that we have for the coordinations that are open and have access controls that are open to the public, rather than have to do a bunch of hoops and spreadsheet gymnastics, I think that we really should consider it. I know we're going to talk about it next time to make it a lot easier to either download it as a CSV or tab delimited file. That way, members can take the data with the coordinates, put it in their phone, save it as a, put it on their own map, whatever works. So that's all I've got today, John.
Thanks, Mark. Mike, W3DIF, how's things in Boulder?
As an alternate for the Boulder Amateur Radio Club, I will just second George's good report a few minutes ago.
Very good. Dave Neumeier, good to see you on N0KM.
Yeah, good afternoon. Are you hearing me okay?
We're good.
Okay, great. Let's see. We've got two new repeaters in Alamosa. 170 centimeters. It's on a shared non-protected pair. And the other one is a GMRS repeater. The owner of the building has an 80-foot tower on top of his commercial building, and he offered access. So we got after it. So I'm currently troubleshooting a supposedly flat audio, but I don't think it is flat audio problem on the 70 centimeter repeater. Also, we've got another amateur radio group club down in the southern part of the state, they're called Wild Horse Mesa. And they are putting up a 2-meter repeater on a shared non-protected frequency. And I have no way of really influencing them on that thing. So it'll be interesting to see, given their elevation and so forth, if New Mexico has any issues with that. So anyway, that's some of what's going on down here in the lower part of the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Pueblo West, Randy Lennon.
Doing pretty good. Thanks for everything everybody does.
Thank you. Glad to see you're on. Rick Hendricks, KE0GB, any comments?
No comments for the group today. Thank you.
All right. Kevin Milner, how about you? Closing comments?
No, nothing additional. Thanks, John. We'll visit again offline this winter.
Okay. Wayne Heinen.
Yeah, well, thanks for everybody that showed up. We really appreciate that. And since it's before the next meeting, I want to remind everybody of a thing called the Swap Fest. Rocky Mountain Ham Radio, Aurora Repeater Association get together, and we have a ham fest up at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Mark your calendar, February 19th, 2023. So we'll get the publicity out to all the delegates as we get closer to the event, but we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us, and we encourage everybody to go out and support the other groups and their ham fest. So hopefully we'll see you in February.
All right. I know I missed some people because I see some folks on here that didn't get on my snapshot. So if I didn't catch you, go ahead.
John, this is Mark, N0XRX.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I had to go to Dylan this morning. So sorry, I got tied up, but I'm here. What I missed? No, I'm just kidding.
The whole meeting.
I have no updates at this time. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem.
I'll watch the recording. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is John with Indian Peaks Radio Club. Just wanted to let everybody know that we finally got our repeater in final position up behind Boulder, up pretty high up in the mountain. So if you're anywhere between Golden and going up to Fort Collins, give us a try. Thank you.
Fantastic. Good news. Anybody else? Anybody?
Yeah, John, Dave, WA6IFI. I think I made your list. I had a little problem getting on with Zoom today. Anyway, Cheyenne Mountain Repeater Group has nothing to report, nothing new.
Excellent. Anybody else that we missed?
Yep. This is John KJ0CFW. I just want to thank John and Wayne for making it possible for PPROEMSCU to get voted in as a CCARC member. So thanks for that.
Glad to do it. All right. Anybody else?
Wayne Hall here, 80KE from NCARC, and nothing but gratitude from NCARC and me for the CCARC. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
And since Wayne mentioned the Swap Fest, maybe Wayne would like to mention the January event.
Yes. Thank you much, Doug. NCARC will be having our Ham Fest in the third week of January at the up at the Budweiser Event Center. And just like Wayne said on his, we appreciate the support and love to see y'all come out and participate. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, all.
Who else did we miss? Okay. I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, if you don't want to adjourn, you're welcome to stay here and blab, but I'm going to be done.
Can I have who made that motion, please?
Who was it?
Wayne. Brad Higley.
There was a double there. One more time.
Traffic TV League
move. POH.
Oh, POH.
Okay, I heard N0 POH and W8XAL.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just going to list you guys as motion and seconded.
All right. Okay. Thank you guys very much. If you have any questions, I can be reached at johnm@johnmaxwell.net or my call Whiskey Zero Victor Golf at ARRL. very, very much thank you for your time.
I was going to have the secretary record that I object to adjourning.
I'll leave the call up if you want to sit there, Will. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. All in favor except AC0KQ.
Well, since I'm an alternate, I don't get to vote on that. So I guess I'm out of order.
No key lime pie for you.
No key lime pie.
All right. Very good.
Bye, all.
Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
See you next time.